A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Sadi Dalit, Sanhedrin 94a, pagination is 187. We're starting about 15 lines down. The first word on the line, Minoi, and then we begin quoting from a pasuk in Yeshaya Tes, pasuk Vav. The pasuk that's being quoted is a well-known enigmatic pasuk. It shows up as the Haftorah in Parshas Yisro. And it is enigmatic because normally there are regular letters and final letters. And the letter Mem, for example, in the middle of the word would be spelled with the open form of the Mem. And at the end of the word would be spelled Sasum, sealed, where basically the bottom of the letter seals up instead of being open. And in this case, the word lemarbe, to increase, is closed in the mem, and somehow that's going to signify that the lemarbe hamisra, to increase the sovereignty or dominion, is going to somehow be sasum, it's sealed, it didn't quite reach its potential. The previous pasuk over there in Yeshaya is referring to Chizkiah, and we're told that Chizkiah is entitled with 8 titles. He's referred to as Pele, Yoetz, Kel, Gibor, Avi, Ad, Sar, and Shalom, explained later on the Gemara. But we're going to focus on this pasuk that says that despite all of Chizkiah's greatness, there's a lemarbe hamisra, to increase the sovereignty, the dominion, which was limited, which was sasum. Uleshalom ein keitz, peace will have no limit. But somehow this sealed letter indicates a limitation of some sort on the sovereignty that was achieved. Amar Rabbi Tanchum said, Dorosh bar kapora b'tzipori, there's a drasha that we have, Mipnei ma'kol mem shebe'emtza teva pasuach v'zeh sasum. Why is it that all mems in the middle of a word are open and this one is sealed? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos Chizkiyo Mashiach v'sancheirev Gog u'Magog. There's a prophecy from Yechezkel that at the time of Mashiach, there's going to be a siege against Yerushalayim, and the nation and its king, who are setting siege on Yerushalayim, will create what looks like a very serious conflict, and they'll be rebuffed. And that victory, according to Yechezkel, will cause the emerging of Acharis Hayomim, the end of days. Now that's an enigmatic prophecy, and as the Mefarshim say, could apply in different times, in different situations. And according to our Gemara, Chizkiyahu and his confrontation with Sancheirev could have resulted in Chizkiyahu becoming Mashiach. The stage was set for the showdown and the miraculous victory that Hashem wiped out the army of Sancheirev. And that event, its miraculous outcome, could have resulted in Acharis Hayomim. And therefore this mem is sealed because the increasing of sovereignty and dominion could have happened. It had that energy to happen, but it was sealed up. And it didn't happen. You think of a river that's rushing with tremendous energy and someone would manage to dam it up. The energy is there. It's pounding against the dam, but it can't come to fruition because something went wrong. In the words of Rashi, Nistimu ha-devarim, the words became sealed. Sha'olu b'machshava, which Hashem was thinking of, kaviyachal, v'lo nasa, and it just didn't come to fruition. Why not? Amra midas hadin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the quality of judgment said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Uma David Melech Yisrael shama kamashiros v'sishbachos lefanecha lo asiso Mashiach, David, who said many praises in front of you, and you didn't make him Mashiach, Chizkiyo, that you did such a tremendous set of miracles, v'lo omar shira lefanecha, and he didn't say song in front of you, ta'aseyo Mashiach, you're going to make him Mashiach, lekach nistam, and therefore it became sealed, and the potential of Chizkiyo didn't come to fruition. The Gemara says, miyad paschacha oretz v'amra lefanov, the earth wanted to take Chizkiyah's place. Ani omeres lefanecha shira tachas tzadik zeh, va'aseyu Mashiach, let me take his place and make him Mashiach. I'll bring the song into the world. And this, by the way, is brought in Perek Shira regarding the earth, its effort to say Shira on behalf of Chizkiyah. But the fact remains, Razili, Razili, Hashem has his secrets why he does not make Chizkiyo Mashiach. We drop down to the second of the medium lines, where we're told, Ginayu l'Chizkiyo v'siyaito, indeed, it was a disgrace, in the words of the Talmud, such a statement, that Chizkiyo and those with him, shelo omru shira, that they did not say shira, chapascha ha'aretz v'amra shira, the earth had to come and say this song of thanksgiving. On the next line, kayotze bedavar ata omer, similarly we find, vayomer Yisro, Yisro says, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, asher hitzel eschem, who saved you from Mitzrayim, the beginning of Parshas Yisro, Tana Mishum Rabbi Papis, Genayu Lemosha Vishishim Ribo Shelo Omru Baruch Achaba Yisro V'Omar Baruch Hashem. It's a disgrace that Moshe and the 600,000 with him did not say Baruch. They did not bless Hashem until Yisro came and said Baruch. And of course, it gives us pause to try to understand. They did say thanksgiving. The Gemara in Pesachim says that they said Hallel at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And they said Oz Yashir, as recorded clearly in the Torah, Pashas Beshalach. They said song, they said things, but perhaps what's meant is that those songs all talk about how great Hashem is. But the personal God concept, thank you for saving me, is something that perhaps was missing. And that's the description, Baruch Hashem, of a very personal expression of thanksgiving. Likewise, by Chizkiyah, that's the dimension of Shira, a very personal thanksgiving, where sometimes a person feels so humble that they don't appreciate Hashem's relationship with them, but that's not the correct application of humility. Humility is fine and it has its dimension, but a person's relationship with Hashem, that he's our Father and he cares for us, he's all powerful, and that we have a relationship with him, is not something that we sidestep in the name of humility. And Shira, presumably, even though Az Yashir was said, and even though Hallel was said, but that very personal dimension of saying Baruch Hashem is apparently what the Gemara is describing as lacking and what it is that we're looking for. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.